Welcome to Native Talks, Jen here again, and today we're talking about answering difficult questions. Questions, sometimes they're as innocuous as a what's up, and other times they get our hearts pumping and our mouths stuttering. Answering difficult questions requires the ability to improvise, and part of improvisation is being able to think on your feet. It's a skill that includes the ability to give impromptu remarks, as well as to answer unexpected and difficult questions. People ask pointed questions to obtain information, but there are often other reasons behind the queries as well. What they really want, in many cases, is to get a feel for your attitude towards a certain subject and how calm, confident, and trustworthy you seem. So the ability to answer difficult questions is built on two tenets. One, possessing ample knowledge and giving the right information. And two, delivering that information in a poised manner. The number of potential questions you might be asked is so infinite and context-specific that it's not possible to learn a scripted response for each. But it is possible to hone your improvisation skills by learning methods that will allow you to give a smooth answer no matter what you're asked. So the overarching strategy here is to buy yourself as much time as possible. When someone aims a question our way, we're tempted to jump on it as if it's a live grenade. We fear that even a bit of silence will be read as hesitation and maybe even shiftiness. So we rush in, only to be forced to stick our feet in our mouths. The answer you blurt out on impulse is unlikely to be the best response, and you'll kick yourself later while mulling over the things you wish you had said. So the biggest thing you can do to improve your responses to difficult questions is to buy yourself more time to come up with answers. Even a few extra nanoseconds gives your brain a chance to do a little more processing, pull out the pertinent information and needed words. Allowing yourself a tiny pause to collect your thoughts is completely fine. Just don't fill that gap with an or which makes you sound halting and unsure. A moment of silence, on the other hand, will lend you a thoughtful air. You can also repeat the question before launching into your answer. Speaking the question and then the answer offers a fuller response that also helps others in a large audience who may not have heard the question when it was first asked. Questions come in many forms, and you're not always lucky enough to get the short, clear, focused variety. Sometimes you're presented with a vague, complex, rambling, and downright impenetrable query. Don't guess by what information the inquirer is looking for. Clarify the question. Ask them to repeat it or ask for additional clarification. If response is vague or all over the place, respond with a question of your own that seeks to clarify and specify what the seeker is trying to get at. Which product is he referring to? What time frame does she have in mind? What aspect of something are they thinking about? Sometimes questions are relatively clear, but they're inappropriate, and you don't wish, for a lot of different reasons, to answer them in full. Your response has to be hedged. Respond to one aspect of the question or line of questioning and maybe avoid the parts that you don't care to answer for. Or discuss the question, or refocus the question.